You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the RNIB's Accessible Media Symposium in the Grimaldi Building, and I'm with Jonathan Penny, who's the Access Services Manager at Channel 4. Jonathan, how has this last couple of days been for you?
Yeah, really good, really good. You know, having an event over 2 days gives it a bit more, you know, space to breathe and pack in more sort of interesting sessions from a whole range of speakers. You know, great to hear, I think, from everyone involved in the process, really. From, you know, there was a really interesting panel session earlier from, you know, broadcasters. We've heard, obviously, most importantly, from users as well, but also kind of a couple of different academic sort of presentations about, you know, different bits of research that they're doing that can kind of, I suppose, looking ahead to the future, help inform what we do and how our services might transform in the future as well. So, yeah, really interesting kind of diverse set of sessions.
And there's obviously been talk about AI. There was a paper from the research project AI for AD, and that's obviously looking at how generated audio description can be generated by AI, but also by humans as well. And there's probably, I suppose, there is a space for that, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think, you know, definitely audio describers in the room were relieved that their jobs are safe for now, I think, based on some of the examples of, you know, scripts that had been generated that were, I suppose, very good at describing still images, but still kind of quite a way to go to structure those, a sequence of images that makes a video into kind of a narrative in the way that, you know, that human audio describers are used to doing. But I think, like you say, so much potential for, you know, tools like that, if they are kind of developed and refined further, you know, maybe not in the near future in a broadcast or a streaming context, but thinking about, you know, a user uploading a video onto a social media platform and being able to add a sort of, you know, in the way that you might yourself see an alt text image that, you know, description that had been automatically generated, and how sometimes those are quite good. But, you know, for video at the moment, I think there's still a little way to go, but definitely got a huge potential for something that can, you know, the proliferation of content that's online, that kind of user generated content, I think definitely there's huge potential there for it to, you know, enhance that in the future.
And we obviously know that Channel 4, probably in the forefront of AD, because a lot of Channel 4's content is audio described, including adverts and trailers and things like that. Do you think that there could be more done at that creative process of a trailer and an advert to add in the audio description as part of the whole thing at the beginning?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a really good question, and something that's come up in a lot of the sessions today, this idea of sort of shifting left and whether there's ways of, you know, can the access provision for AD users, but also just for every viewer, you know, be better if it's kind of, there's more of a, at least a consideration and at best a sort of involvement in how that content's made accessible. I think, you know, trailers and sort of clips and things absolutely are really good. You know, we've looked at it in different ways, both in sort of trailers that we can actually promote the accessible version, but also the regular trailer, for want of a better expression, being accessible itself, you know. So there's sort of two different ways. And I think, you know, one of the other things that came up in the panel session earlier was around, you know, that we all need to probably be better at shouting about the programs that we've done and making sure that users know, you know, what's going to be accessible this week and where to find it. And yeah, to sort of shout about, I think particularly with the live AD, which is, you know, file AD, there's definitely more of an expectation and users know where to find it and whether it's there or not. But with live AD, which is still kind of in its infancy, I think, you know, having a way of promoting it clearly and saying, well, this football match will have live AD and this one, you know, maybe won't or whatever. But yeah, absolutely. I think really good to be having these conversations and for all of us to come together and think about how sort of better to get in touch with those users as well.
And as Access Service Manager at Channel 4, what will you be taking back from these last couple of days to Channel 4?
Oh, good question. I think for one top thing would probably be just, you know, reinvigoration in trying to have those conversations with the production teams and trying to have, you know, chatting with kind of counterparts at different broadcasters over the last couple of days. We've all got stories of where we have engaged with production and had positive experiences, and productions have been really, you know, fascinated and keen to learn more about how to, you know, they just want their content to reach people. You know, they're not enthused, but because it's audio description, or they don't have that, it's just about reaching an audience. And that's what kind of making content accessible in any way can enhance. And I think, yeah, I suppose a reinvigoration in, you know, taking those conversations to production and seeing what appetite they have and what, you know, to take the sort of fundamental bit of making something accessible and make it more creative and enhance it and stuff. Yeah,
that sounds great. Jonathan, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thanks.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.